Good evening and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on a miserable day here on Planet FM, Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM, and Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Welcome along to everybody. Listen to us on Planet Audio around New Zealand and indeed around the globe. Yes, well, as I said, cold and wet here in Auckland. Complete contrast to the weather that they're having in Ireland and Europe, but more about that later on throughout the programme tonight. Hope you can stay with us. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Lots happening on the sports fronts and lots happening on other fronts as well. We'll bring you all the latest news on that. We opened up the show tonight there with the theme music for the Sunday game, which has probably been the theme music for over nearly 40 years now. And the Gaelic games are coming right down to the wire now. We know who the semi-finals are in the hurling and the quarter-finals in the football. We'll give you all the details on that later on. Wrap up of the rugby season. And we're going to open up the show tonight with Dolores Keane and a song called Galway Bay. And I want to dedicate this to the memory of a great Galway man who made his mark in New Zealand, who was laid to rest in Louvain yesterday, James Glynn. James was one of 10 children born in Lake Hugh in Mallaugh, in County Galway, about 5 miles away from where I grew up. And him and his brother Michael came to New Zealand in the 50s and were members of the New Zealand police force for 20 years together. Jim went on and became a deputy assistant commissioner and lived in many parts of New Zealand during his lifetime. He lived in Auckland here in the North Shore. I got to know him quite well then before he moved down to Wellington region and lived in Louvain till his passing. He was predeceased by his late wife Anne. And he's the dad of Lily, Jerry, Bernie and Brendan, who performed Father Brendan, a beautiful mass yesterday, and a lovely granddad to Jesse, Emma, Jordan and Ella. Of course, members of the Irish community in Auckland would know his brother Tony and family. And we offer our condolences to Tony and to all Jim's family back in Ireland, especially his niece, Mary Ward, who's a good family friend living in my home village, Kilcairn. So a proud Irishman, a proud Kiwi, and a great human being. We played this song, Galway Bay by Dolores Keane, in memory of the late Jim Glynn.
It's far away I am today from scenes I roamed aboard.
Dolores Kane and Galway Bay. And sadly, Dolores passed away earlier this year as well. And that song, Galway Bay, went out especially to the memory of Jim Glynn. And we might have time for one more song from Celtic Woman before the end of the show that was played at his funeral yesterday called Going Home. Well, this man won't be going home for a long time. I've covered the news over the last few weeks about the trial of former Democratic Unionist Party leader Geoffrey Donaldson. And a trial has been running over the last month. He was up on charges of 18 child sex offences and one case of rape. He was found guilty on all charges on Monday afternoon and was taken away to the local prison and a prison van. This is a man that a few years ago had access to the White House, access to Downing Street, and probably was responsible for holding up the formation of the executive in Northern Ireland by a few years after Brexit. Started off as a young politician, was in the Ulster Unionist Party, member of the Orange Order, and then he jumped ship and made his way to become the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party. And images on TV over the last day or two since his guilty verdict showed him with his orange sash and everything, and certainly was responsible for certainly holding back the peace process moving on after the after Brexit. And I see one of his the current leader of the Democratic Unionist Party referred to him in one of 18 pages of coverage in the Belfast Telegraph, which is the biggest paper in Belfast, called him filthy, vile and depraved. No identity of the two complainants, complainant A and B, and there's been all types of rumours online as to who they were, but the judge told him to expect a long sentence when he'd be jailed in September. So a huge ball from grace. His wife, Eleanor, she was due to face charges as well, but because of her mental stability and health, she wasn't brought before the courts for a full trial, but she was found guilty on a number of facts, and she obviously didn't face a criminal trial. But it's a huge fall from grace, and this calls now for him to have his knighthood removed. So I'm sure that will happen before too long. And an end. Everybody come out today, all the politicians across the board, England, Ireland, Northern Ireland, and they're praising the two victims for having the strength and courage to come forward and to lay charges just over 2 years ago. And I think they're the heroes in all of this. Okay, we're moving on this time with Sean Keane. And Sean is singing all about the Isle of Hope and Isle of Tears.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was any more from Ireland, was only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. At Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In a little bag she carried all her past and history and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And cottage is the passport when your old world disappears, as there's no future in the past when you're 15. but it's not the Isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. They closed down Ellis Island in 1943. 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the Isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, your mind. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the Isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. The Isle of Home is always on your mind.
The wonderful voice of Sean Keane and Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. And if you're on Facebook, Sean is putting up quite a few little bits of videos recently, going to particular places and singing some of his favourite songs. And of course, Sean is the brother of the late Dolores Keane. And right, as I said, weather is unbelievable in Ireland. You know, they had a week of fine weather about 3 weeks ago and then nearly rain every day since. And now it's back to another spell of fine weather, very, very warm weather. And in fact, record temperatures across mainland Europe. I just heard on the RTE news this evening, this morning, our time here, that 40 people have died already in France, some of them from drownings, obviously people swimming to get some coolness, and then the tragedy of two young children that died on the back of a car yesterday. So certainly the weather is dominating the news right across Ireland at the moment, and it looks like it's going to continue into the next into the weekend, and it was early next week. It's good for farmers because they'll be able to get some more work done. A lot of farmers didn't get their hay or silage cut that spell of weather a few weeks ago. And of course, as I mentioned, people along the rural west of Ireland have turf to save this time of the year to keep them warm throughout the winter months. So certainly, you know, there's huge, big, you know, highs and lows of different weather experiences here in Auckland. We've had beautiful weather. Here we are. We just passed the shortest day of the year. And we've had some really lovely seasonal weather for the last week. It's a bit wet today, but looks like it will clear up over the next few days. Let's move on. And this time we're going to go with the big hit back from the early 90s, Only a Woman's Heart, and Eleanor McAvoy.
Only a woman's heart can be.
romance. You're still in my hopes. You're still on my mind. Oh. And even though I manage on my own, my heart is low. My heart is so low. So memories flood my weary heart. I mourn for my dreams. I mourn for my wasted love. And while I know that I'll survive.
Eleanor McAvoy, who wrote that song, and she was joined there with Mary Black, who announced her retirement from touring earlier in the year. I think she's doing one or two more concerts. Speaking of concerts, there's lots of concerts happening all over Ireland at the moment, down in Cork and in Dublin. Marley Park is a big concert there tonight. C-Matt is there. Lewis Capaldi is there. And a number of other big shows at Crow Park throughout the summer months. Crow Park will be the scene for a huge big boxing match early September, when Katie Taylor has her last fight when she'll fight for the undisputed world championship against a fringe component in her weight division. And 85,000 seats sold in a matter of a couple of literally hours for this fight that's been on the cards for a long, long time. So no doubt Katie is very happy to finish her career where it started in Ireland. See, former Irish President Mary McAleese, who still keeps, you know, her name pops up from time to time. She gives interviews, but she, an interview or a podcast that was broadcast last week, she's worried about the use of the Irish flag at all these demonstrations. We see all these people coming out, extremely kind of right-wing organisations, that she's just small bit worried about that side of politics that's creeping into Ireland. Of course, Mary grew up in West Belfast, had a very successful career in broadcasting before becoming President of Ireland. She did two terms. Of course, Ireland's current President, Catherine Connolly, doing a great job, and she's followed on the footsteps from Michael D. Higgins, who had two terms as well. So Catherine just recently installed back in November, so she's got a 7-year term. And on the political front, people are looking across the ditch to see what's happening. It looks like Andy Burnham, if all indications are, he'll be elected the next leader of the Labour Party and Prime Minister. He'll be the first Catholic Prime Minister in the UK, and the opinions are that it'd be good for Anglo-Irish relations. Take another bit of music, and I think it's a good lead into our sports news next. This is Killay from Kingfisher. This song was a big hit last year, and these guys are you know, packing the crowds in all around Ireland at the moment.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river Desor, from the arms of my mother to the land ever pure, all I have to remember is the pride that I felt. Round the park in Canada, where the boys never knelt, they'd go rearing and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call Killa, and the Lord up above Killa, la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. 95 came promotion high up on the wing, and no one up to senior. What a beautiful thing. In the darkest of hours, in the depths of despair, let the killer boys roar for to rattle the air. They go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call Killa, and the Lord up above Killa, la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. Killa, la 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 la. For the parish to last evermore. When my time's at an ending, when my days are no more, bury me with my hurley by the river Desor.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Yes, I was talking to somebody during the week and saying it's a shame that all Ireland hurling and football finals are taking place in July instead of traditionally the first and third week of September. And of course, for over 20 years exactly, I broadcast the finals on radio here. I remember linking up with the late Micheál Ó Meartaigh to preview hurling and football finals. When we were broadcasting them on the radio. Just on football, before we start giving you the results, huge sadness in County Galway this week with the death of two former Galway players, relatively young, Paul Clancy from Boy Cullen, only 48, and John Coleman. John was a bit younger than me, from Dermore, next parish to me, and both died. John died suddenly on Monday. Paul had been sick, and huge tributes being paid online to two great stalwarts of Galway football. Of course, Paul won the successful All-Ireland winning team in 1998 and 2001. Well, the games were on last weekend, the last of the round-robin games before the quarterfinals in football, and Dublin hosted Donegal and Croke Park, and Donegal losing out in extra time, 2:26 to 2:22. So Donegal gone. And before that, on Saturday, down in Kerry, Armagh went down to take on Kerry in Killarney, and Kerry turned on a performance for the ages, 4:18 to 17 points. So Kerry literally odds on favourites now to win the All-Ireland final again this year. Mayo came back from 10 points down at one stage to beat Meath in Castlebar, so they advanced to the quarterfinals. You had All-Ireland hurling semi-quarterfinals as well, and very poor crowds between Clare and Dublin down in Central Stadium at Thurles. Clare winning that 29 points to 16. That game held up for 10 minutes after a dangerous tackle by a Dublin player on a Clare player. And the Dublin player was sent off, and now the Clare manager is basically calling for the GAA to really stamp down on these types of shoulder charges. So Clare advance to the All-Ireland Hurling semi-final, where they're going to meet Limerick. So that'll be a big game. And the Charlton Cup semi-finals down over Kenfermanagh by a point, where Wicklow had a big win over Offaly. And then on Sunday, as I said, Dublin 226, Donegal 222, Monaghan too good for Westmeath 128 to 219. And at the other quarter final in Hurley, you had Cork against Offaly, and Cork too strong, 625 to 211. So Cork now face Galway in the other All-Ireland semi-final. So the quarter final's coming up this weekend. And of course, all these games are on GAA Plus. So you can get in there and buy a games package for this weekend and watch the games. You've got Cork and Mayo on Saturday. And then you've got Kerry and Tyrone, both games on Saturday. And then you had on Sunday, you've got Laog against Monaghan and Dublin against Galway. So this is probably the best eight teams this season. And everybody feels it's probably a good way. But some people wonder then whether the old draw was rigged. So some good games there. And as I said, you can watch them all on GAA Plus. Okay, we're going to continue on with Irish Women in Harmony and Dreams. Dreams from Irish Women in Harmony, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday, Christchurch Saturday, Capri Coast, and Wellington on Sunday. And greetings to people joining us online. Just to quickly continue on the sports news, it was a sad weekend for the people that went up to Donegal to watch the Donegal International Rally. In a late stage on Saturday evening, car lost control and went off the road and hit three young people that were close to the road where the rally was taking place. One of them seriously injured and died later that night, a 15-year-old boy from Letterkenny. So the rally was cancelled, and this is the second time that rally has been cancelled in a number of years. Of course, one of the drivers was killed a few years ago. So that's very, very sad, and questions will be asked of the organisers of the rally. Leinster overcame the Bulls on Friday night in Croke Park. There was about 40,000 people there for the game, so they have back-to-back United Rugby Championships. And, of course, former All Black, or current All Black, Rico Ioane, starred in the game and scored a try. He wasn't selected in the All Black squad this week, but is likely to be in the large squad going to South Africa in August. And Leo Cullen, there was talks that maybe it was time for him to step down. He had another year to go on his contract, and he said he'd be stepping down at the end of next season in May. So we'll hope to go out maybe and win that coveted fifth star Heineken Cup Championship. And there's already talks about who would place him, but one contender being Ronan O'Gara, currently coaching La Rochelle in France. So, and a big blow for two of the Irish players. I think it was Jimmy O'Brien and Captain Caelan Doris, both injured in that game on Friday evening. So poor old Caelan Doris missed out on captaining the Lions last year, touring Australia, and is now going to miss out on that tour down to Australia and New Zealand. Of course, Ireland will claim the All Blacks here on Saturday the 18th of July at Eden Park. There's still only a few tickets left for that game if you're planning to go. Okay, let's take another bit of music, and then we'll come back with some more news. And this time, for all the people from Leitrim that are listening, Larry Cunningham, the man from Cranard, and a big hit for him back in the 70s called Lovely Leitrim.
Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's bands in the valleys down below. It was my lovely Leitrim where the shadow waters flow. Stood enchanted by the sea of grandeur and light. I headed off for Kerry town before the dark of night. I passed Sheemore, that fairy hill where flowers widely grow. And I saw the grave of Finn McCool, where the shadow waters flow. The next I saw was Fáinne Town, with her ancient and wall, where the preaching of her holy monks re-echoes through her hall. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for to go. From the town of saints and sages where the shadow waters flow. I have traveled far through these great lands, from the east on to the west. But of all the islands I have seen, I love my own the best. Ever I return again, there's one place I will go. It to be too lonely, lead to land. The shadow waters flow.
Larry Cunningham, farmer and musician, and lovely Leitrim, will dedicate that to all the listeners from Leitrim that are listening to us tonight. While there's just so many terrible reports coming out, we had that report that was published into the abuse by that basketball teacher, Kennelly. 2 weeks ago, he was serving a long sentence and he died after an illness in jail last week. And I see now that the Taoiseach has come out today and thought to have expressed willingness to listen to victims of sexual abuse at a County Cork school in the 60s and 70s. These victims have called on the government to take responsibility for the trauma they'd suffered. Of course, the survivors attended the same school as Louise O'Keefe, who won a landmark ruling against the state at the European Court of Human Rights 12 years ago. So Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the women's legal representatives are written in for mediation, and in my view we should respond positively to that. Of course, the former principal, Leo Hickey, committed horrific sexual abuse during his time at that school. It's just another dark chapter in Ireland's history. I see Ryanair owned a few properties near Dublin Airport that were vandalised last night, and they condemned an arson attack on a number of properties housing staff in Swords in Dublin. The airline said Tweedy bins were set alight in place immediately in front of the doors of seven properties in the Fosterstown's area. It said that the properties were rented and occupied by Ryanair's Irish and Derby employees. Pretty bad thing, you know, that's shocking wherever that happened. Of course, I think we've got Spansel Hill coming up next. We have, well, of course, the Feast of St. John. 23rd of June is when there's bonfires. We had them all around down the west of Ireland. And, of course, Spansit Hill, that famous horse fair, not quite as big as the Ballinasloe one that takes place every year on the 23rd of June. So they're probably still down in Spansit Hill as we're recording this program early Wednesday morning, late Tuesday night in Ireland. And it says here there's a big article about why bonfires blaze around Ireland on hilltops on the eve of St. John's Day, which is the 24th. So it coincides with the longest day of the year. Right, let's go with Thanks Day and Spansel Hill.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland's isle did fly. I stepped on board of a vision and I followed where it will, and I shortly came to anchor at the cross of Spansel Hill. And delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, where in my early boyhood so often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think that I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spansel Hill to amuse a passing fancy. I lay down on the ground where all my school companions and they shortly gathered round. When we were home returning, oh, we danced with right goodwill to Martin Moylan's music at the cross of Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair,
again to sport and to give. There were curious combinations at the cross of spans of hay. Then they went to see me old neighbors to hear what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turned and grey. I met with the tailor quickly, he's as brave as ever still. Sure he used to mend and make riches when they lived in spans away. A flying visit to my first and only love. She's white as a lily, she's gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, said, "Johnny, I love you still." Oh, she's Mac, the ranger's daughter. She's the bride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I stooped and kissed her as in the days of yore. She said, "Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before." Then the cock, it crew in the morning. Oh, it crew both loud and shrill. And I walked in California many miles from Spansel Hill.
Yes, but we certainly had our good memories of bonfires around John area. We would gather at a kind of crossroads, not at the main crossroads in a parish, but our own village. And people would come out and sit and chat. And, you know, from a young person, we were amazed to see a big fire couldn't happen now. They'd thrown into the fire and black smoke rises. And we tried to keep kindling the fire for the following day. But it's a tradition that's been going in Ireland for a long time. Fires wouldn't last too long at Oakland this morning with the rain that we have here at the moment. We can't complain because we've had some good weather here. Of course, Ireland not in the World Cup, but huge coverage being given to the World Cup in Ireland, and the Shamrock Rovers captain and the fullback with the Cape Verde team. He's doing well. And I know that Irish pubs in Boston have never had such great business as they've had over the last few weeks. You've had the Scottish supporters there for two games, and the English are there at the moment. I saw one pub saying that it just sold so much Guinness, it kind of quadrupled what it would sell on St. Patrick's Day. So I see tonight that FIFA president has come out. Everybody knew this was going to happen, and saying that US President Donald Trump would present the cup to the winning team after the final at the New Jersey Stadium on the 20th of July. We know he was there last year for the World Cup finals. I don't know whether the captain will be able to hold on to the cup. Trump might want to keep it for himself. But the event itself looks like it's going well. Sadly, New Zealand didn't do too well in our game on Monday. Having been 1-0 up against Egypt, lost 3-1. So they need now to beat Belgium, which will be a tall order this weekend to have any chance of making it to the next round. But certainly plenty of fun and excitement, and people will be probably paying off the loans that they've taken out to buy tickets for quite a long time to come. Right, we're going to continue, and One Tree Hill from U2 up next as we wind down for another week here, Ireland Calling.
Oh,
Yes, Bono and The Edge, I think it was. They were in Chicago last week, along with, was it four former American presidents, the Obamas, the Bushes, the Clintons, and the, I think, and the Bidens. They were there to open a big presidential library named after Obama, and huge crowds there, and many musicians and entertainers, including U2. Of course, you two had that famous song, City of Blinding Lights, all about Chicago, that was played the night that Barack Obama won the election. And certainly a beautiful city. I was lucky enough to be there last year for a week around the time of the All Blacks Ireland match. And, certainly a fantastic city, beautiful architecture. And just before I go, I'm just looking here. She lived a good life. Tributes page with Cork nun Sister Colette Hickey, who died aged 108. She joined the Good Shepherd Sisters over 90 years ago at the age of 17 and founded Edel House in 1972. She became Ireland's oldest living person just a few weeks ago. So many tributes being paid to the late Sister Colette Hickey, passed away 108 years of age. That's a great innings. Well, that's about it for me. Hope you've enjoyed the program Ireland Calling, brought to you as it is each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll go out tonight with Celtic Woman and this lovely song that was played to in memory of Jim Glynn yesterday, called Going Home. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.
A place where dreams have all gone. They never said where, but I think I know. It's miles through the night, just over the dawn, on the road that will take me home.
I know. May it be an evening star shines down upon you. May it be.